This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Oceanside. Say good morning to Allison. What's up, Allison? Happy opening day.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, Allison.
Sorry, Tammy, but you gotta go.
All right. Good luck.
Allison, I got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you will win $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedooranggatestore.com. Also, a reminder, Allison, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Elton John turned 78 years old earlier this week. True or false? Elton John has... No, there's more.
Sorry.
Elton has accomplished winning all four of major entertainment awards, earning him the status of an EGOT winner.
True.
Will Smith was asked if he's going to try to appeal his Oscar ban after physically assaulting Chris Rock, and he said, quote, "I am looking to be the best human I can possibly be, and I'm going to take what I get with that." How long is Will Smith's Oscar ban? 10, 5, or 3 years?
10.
Happy opening day to our San Diego Padres. There are 3 bronze statues at Petco Park immortalizing 3 deserving Padre legends. One of them is Tony Gwynn. Name either of the other.
I have no clue.
Happy birthday to Quentin Tarantino. Of the following Tarantino-directed films, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Inglorious Bastards.
The first one.
No, not done yet. Again.
Oh.
You're so into this. Let me try this again. Of the following Tarantino-directed films, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Inglorious Bastards, or Django Unchained, what was his highest-grossing film of his career?
The second one.
And finally, in 1964... Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. met for the first and last time. Who was the Oscar-nominated star of the movie Malcolm X, directed by Spike Lee?
I have no clue.
All right. Let's get Tam back in. Allison, what you got going on today?
I have an appointment, and the rest of the day is open.
Okay. Is the appointment the reason why you're in such a hurry today? Tammy, Allison didn't even let me finish two of the questions before she answered them.
That's personal information, John.
Okay, yes, you're right. I apologize, Allison. You don't have to disclose anything. Today, Tammy, Allison did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Elton John turned 78 years old earlier this week. True or false? Elton has accomplished winning all 4 major entertainment awards, making him an EGOT winner.
I bet he is. I'm going to say true.
Yes. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, 1-1. Allison knew that. Will Smith was asked if he's going to try to appeal his Oscar ban after physically assaulting Chris Rock, and he said, quote, "I am looking to be the best human I can possibly be, and I'm going to take what I get with that." How long is Will Smith's Oscar ban? 10, 5, or 3 years?
10.
Allison knew that. 2-2. Happy opening day to our San Diego Padres. There are 3 bronze statues at Petco Park immortalizing 3 deserving legends in Padres history. One of them is Tony Gwynn. Name either of the other.
Trevor Hoffman?
Trevor Hoffman is correct. It's so awesome. If you go to Gallagher Square, they've got the Trevor Hoffman statue pitching to the Tony Gwynn statue across the square. It's so cool. The other, by the way, is legendary broadcaster. You can hang a star on that, Jerry Coleman. It is now 3-2, Tammy. Tammy, happy birthday to Quentin Tarantino. Of the following Tarantino-directed films, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Inglourious Basterds, or Django Unchained, what was the highest-grossing film of his career?
I'm going to go with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
It was Django. 3-2 Tammy. And finally, Tammy, in 1964, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. met for the first and sadly last time. Who was the Oscar-nominated star of the movie Malcolm X, directed by Spike Lee?
Denzel Washington.
That is correct. And the fact that that man did not win an Oscar for that movie should be a crime. All right, so today we finished with a score of 4-2. Allison, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money this morning, but we've got a great prize for you.
Allison, you are now going to KSON's Leading Ladies Live. You'll get to see Avrienna, Cece, Megan Patrick, Priscilla Block, and Runaway June, May 15th at Beach House at Belmont Park.
I'm so excited.
All right, Allison, enjoy that. Good luck on your appointment today and have a good rest of your day off. In the meantime, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Allison from Oceanside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.